Okay, ladies, let's talk SEO. Yep, that scary abbreviated word again. SEO. But what is SEO really? SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. And though most people feel that it's needed to make a blog successful or even their business successful, it's only part of the recipe. Within this SEO training, I will walk you through the five keys to making your SEO blog a friendly SEO blog. So before we begin, please pause this recording and open up your workbook so that we can go through the workbook together. Okay, so now that you have your workbook open, let's first focus on anchors. Anchor keywords will be the topics you choose that you'd like to rank for in Google searches. This will become your keyword anchor, the cornerstone of your SEO and content strategy. Make sure you pick broad terms. Things like fall fashion or financial success blog are examples of anchor keywords. We will narrow our scope later in the process. These topics will create a web of fortune for your keyword library. I have an example of my handwritten keyword library within the workbook. So the next step in the process will be to create the actual anchors. These are the ideals that create resources about a specific topic. This topic has to be bigger and better than anything else out there. It's almost like creating a resource book without it actually being a book. The only difference is it's your blog. So if your anchor keyword was fall fashion, then you would want to create a page all about fall fashion, and within that same page, you would want to use keyword-rich text. Resources like Moz and Google Keyword Tools can help you as you create your anchors. The next step is to create a start here point. Some people refer to this start here point as base camps. The start here pages will be used as a guide for your readers because you want them to easily navigate through your blog. You want to guide their experience on your blog. If you remember in the past training, I discussed bounce rate. When you have an easy navigation page, it reduces bounce rate. And that's really good because it'll stay on your blog longer. A really good example of a start here page is in the workbook. Your start here page is useful when you have built up a lot of content that you want to be read around specific topics. So if we stick on the fall fashion topic, your start here page will include a list of blog posts you've already created that are specific to fall fashion or transitioning into fall fashion. The start here page is different than any other page simply because it's not just a categories page, but it's a page full of guided exercises, as in links for your potential blogger or potential reader, I should say, to go to. This is going to create a natural flow for your reader, a natural guide, and your content is actually going to be read. This start here page should and can include some excerpts of what's to come. Your start here page must be updated regularly as you create new content. This start here page has to be just as attractive as the other pages, and it needs to be helpful and take your visitors on a journey. The next step is to align your content strategy to your anchor text. Remember, we really want to rank high in Google. So your specific anchor text is your goal. Your goal is to rank for your anchor text. Get it? So if your anchor text was delicious healthy food, you have to communicate to Google that you are a vital resource for delicious healthy food. And you do that by creating loads of content around your chosen topic. Now, if you're unsure of how to align your content, you can always expand on your key sections from your anchor resource. You can find long tail keywords based on your anchor topics as well. Long tail keywords are three or four words around a topic. So if your topic was painting, that could very well be your keyword, but a long tail keyword would be learn to paint, as these long tail keywords provide more hits to your ideal readers and hits on Google. A good rule of thumb is to focus on 1 to 2 keywords per blog post. This will keep you focused on a goal for your post. Include these 1 to 2 keywords in multiple parts of your blog. So these 4 specific places where your keywords should be within your blog post is the headline, the header, the body, the URL, and the meta description. Be sure to include your keyword within at least the first 65 characters of your headline. This is just about where Google cuts off their excerpts in the search engine result pages. Lastly, you have to build authority. In the last lesson, we spoke about outreach. And again, Google reviews you as credible by the amount of content you have on a given subject and by the traffic that's coming in. So if you want to build traffic and increase your outreach with other bloggers, you have to increase your outreach with other bloggers. This way people will backlink to your information, which optimizes you in search engines. Hopefully you're getting all of this in and it's making more sense to you. Don't ever, and I mean please don't ever, collaborate with another blogger without having them link back to you, because that is a resourceful backlink. For additional tips, please check your workbook. Happy optimizing!